You're listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson, the podcast that tells you what it really takes to build a business and the simple steps to get you there. I'm determined to share with you the reality of easy, simple business marketing tips to make passive income so that you can start making money online. If you've been looking for a way to work with me, now is the time. In my membership, that strategy club, we implement one big thing together every month to move your business forward. Whether it's your first funnel, your strategy, or sorting out your social media, we have you covered. And you'll hear from me every week when I come in to tell you the behind the scenes of running a multi seven-figure business. Plus, you'll be part of the most welcoming community on the internet for entrepreneurs. Join now for just £35 a month with no tie-in. Go to the link in the show notes to find out more. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I feel like it's been a long time since I spoke to you, but it has only been a week. Sometimes these weeks are longer than other weeks. I always get really excited to talk to you. I always do this on a Monday morning when I'm, you know, just sitting there relaxing, having a Monday morning chat with you all. And I really like that because it gets me thinking about things for the rest of the week, because I learn as much as you do when I'm interviewing different people on this podcast. And there's somebody that I'm bringing on today that I've wanted to bring on for a while, because in this industry, I often feel quite not alone, not in a like get a violin out way, but a bit like I'm the only one shouting about things like integrity, anti-bullying, and, you know, in a real way, things like integrity, not in a buzzword, let's use the word integrity, but in a let's call out things that are actually problematic. Sometimes you can feel very alone doing that in this industry because people tell you, you know, you shouldn't be negative and shouldn't put things online like that and shouldn't bring people down and all these other ways that they use to continue conning people, basically. But today I've got somebody on the podcast who is a bit like me in the calling out culture, like, you know, making things change, making things be different. Georgina Nestor. Georgina is a copywriter and business strategist who helps entrepreneurs, brands to really stand out using their identity. And as you can imagine, when you are shouting about the things that you really believe in and your values, identity is a massive part of this. So welcome to the podcast, Georgina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No worries. Tell me about why, I mean, you're somebody who, I know you're a copywriter, so you're bound to be good at like the writing side of things, but you're also good at putting across online the problems that you see in this industry. And you always have been. It's how I first noticed you, because you were doing that. Why do you think you're brave enough to do it when so many people tell us not to?
I mean, first of all, I'm not as brave as what you think, because I do still get really scared every time I do anything like that.
Do you? That's really interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I do get scared because I think like everyone, I've got this innate desire to be liked and accepted. And I think that anyone who says that they don't is probably kidding themselves, whether they realize it or not. But honestly, I've got to a point in my life now where I do just say what I think. I just do. And it works quite well for me.
It does. So you were, like me, you were bullied a lot during life as a child and as an adult. Do you think that's helped you be able to say the things that you want to say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I first started getting bullied when I was about 12. And it happened throughout my teen years at school, and then had a little break when I went to uni, which was quite nice. But then when I was employed, it happened again. And it just made me realise, you know what, no matter what you do, no matter what you say or who you are, there are still going to be people always who just want to bring you down for no real reason. It's never about you. It's always about them, because bullies are only bullies because of the way they feel about themselves.
Yeah, I believe that's really true. One of the things that I think I've realized is you can be a people, you know, you can want people to like you, but even if you're the nicest person in the world, some people still aren't going to like you. Like, however nice you are, and even if you never say anything that is bad about anyone or anything, and you're really like vanilla, then people will still not like you. And so you may as well make the changes that you want to and affect the people that you want to by really saying the things that you believe in.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even if you are the nicest person on the planet, you're going to have people that accuse you of an ulterior motive, you know. You honestly might as well just say whatever you want to say, obviously within reason. Don't go around trying to hurt people, because then that just makes you the bully. But you've got to be able to stand up for what's right, what you think is right.
Yeah, because I believe that if you have a platform on social media, and I know this is very different to what other people believe, I believe that you should be using it to make change. And that sometimes means saying things that are unpopular with some groups of people. But it's really important that we do, because not everybody has a platform. Not everybody has that ability to be able to say what they want. You've been in this industry for longer than me. You know, you've been doing different things in this industry for longer than me. How have you seen it change in the kind of integrity, honesty side of things since you started?
That's a really good question, actually. So, yeah, I mean, I've been running my business for just over 5 years, but I've been copywriting for 12 years now. I used to do it on the side when I was working in corporate. It has changed so much, but I think the main thing that caused this industry to really take do a 180 almost was probably COVID, because everyone decided to start a business, which is great because, you know, small businesses make up in this country anyway so much of the economy. I think, what is it, like 97% of the economy or something like that. But I think because it got so competitive, people started to panic and they thought, oh, I need to be, you know, I need to be making sure that I can stand out amongst everyone else. So I'm just going to make some really outlandish claims. And you know, we've seen so much of that in the last couple of years, and it's just getting wilder and wilder. Like, you see people that just, well, they just lie. And you know, like we see it all the time, and people know about it, but no one really talks about it. Or they do, they talk about it behind the scenes with their mates, but no one actually calls it out. And I think that we're doing a disservice to ourselves in this industry by not calling it out, because it's just going to keep happening.
And a disservice to our audience.
Yeah, 100%.
We're here for them at the end of the day, and our audience can be duped into believing certain things, because we were when we started out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we are. And it's not until you can spot certain things, because you've been in the industry for a while, that you know where there's some untruths going on. Identity is one of the issues that I think people are needing to be inauthentic and to lie about, because they want their identity to be out there and to be louder than everyone else's and to be more impressive than everybody else's. And I think that's why this lying happens. Do you believe that there's a way to show your identity and to have a unique identity without doing any of these unethical things?
I think the first thing is to acknowledge the fact that we all do have a unique identity anyway. You can't make one up, because your identity is there. It's who you are. I think the first step is acceptance, accepting that you have an identity. It is unique. You don't need to try and shout louder to show how different and special and unique you are, because you are unique by default, you know, just by being a human on the planet. I think one thing that people could really benefit from is leaning more into that really radical self-acceptance and owning the parts of themselves that even, you know, they might be a bit ashamed of, or parts of themselves that they feel vulnerable about accepting. You know, I'm not saying you have to go out there and tell your entire life story to people, because you don't, unless you want to. But by ignoring the parts of you that you don't particularly love, you're just sheltering more of your identity. And that's not, I don't think that's the right way to go. You need to be open to letting your whole self come out.
And I think that when people do that, it massively helps their businesses, because people want to resonate with people who are imperfect, because no one feels perfect. And so they want to resonate with people who are like them. And so showing imperfection helps people. I remember when I first started and everyone looked so perfect online, I didn't resonate with anybody. And so I didn't book anyone as a coach, because everybody was so perfect. And then when I started to see people making mistakes and owning that they'd made mistakes and, you know, talking about the parts of themselves they didn't like, whether that's that they were too judgmental or they'd done stuff before that, you know, they weren't proud of, but that they were really making an effort to change that and to grow and to become better people. I'm massively attracted to working with those kind of people because I can see that they're going to be honest, and honesty is really important to me.
Yeah, 100%. Same. You know, when I first came online, as in 5 years ago, when I went full time in my business, I remember scrolling down like LinkedIn or wherever I was when I first started out and thinking, oh my God, I could never do this full time because I'm just not on this level. I felt so intimidated by the perfection. But then I also realized, maybe this was not till a couple of years later, I just decided that actually perfection doesn't even exist. Like, that's just a made up thing. So I just choose to believe that I'm perfect. Like, by default, I just am. And so is everyone else. Because what is perfect? Like, what's an imperfection and what's a flaw? You know, you may as well choose to believe that you are.
Yeah, and I think that's really true, because perfect to someone, like if I want to work with somebody who is flawed, that is perfect to me.
Yeah.
So we should
flaws
just
are just made up. Like, a flaw isn't actually a flaw. It's just, I mean, who wrote the book on flaws? You know?
Yeah. Who decides? I love that, because it gives people permission to be themselves. And I think people need that permission out there at the moment, because people aren't always being themselves. They're being a version of themselves that isn't showing their true selves. And I wish that they would realize how much more fulfilling their work would be if they were being their true selves. And actually, they would make more money at the end of the day, because people can see through it.
Yeah.
So as a copywriter, you do lots of different types of copy, and I've seen you do that for clients in the mastermind that you are in. What made you decide this was the path you were going to take?
I didn't actually ever decide it. It just happened. I've always, from when I was little, I used to just read constantly. I'd always rather read a book than watch telly, although that isn't strictly true anymore, because right now I binge a lot on Netflix. But yeah, reading words, I love words so much. They're so powerful. And I know that people say, you know, oh, actions speak louder than words and all that. And yeah, like, they do. But when it comes to running a business, you're online, right? Most of the audience listening to this are online or wanting to be online in their business. Words are your secret weapon. Yes, you can do, you know, like reels and TikToks and things like that, but words are ultimately what brings it all together.
And when you started doing this, were you doing this for corporate and then came into?
No, I actually started working in the music industry. Music's a massive part of my life. And my favorite genre is hip hop. And people are sometimes really confused by that. They're like, oh, really? And it's like, well, think about it. The best rappers are the best people when it comes to words, right? And I've always just loved listening to great wordplay and people that are really, you know, almost manipulative with words. It just, I don't know, it does something to me, it excites me. But yeah, I started off in the music industry in 2011, and I did that on the side of my corporate job for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And then I branched out into other industries, kind of by mistake, to be fair. I didn't actually mean to, but I think word gets around, and you know, you get word of mouth referrals and things like that. And now I'm writing for all different types of businesses. I've done some corporate, but yeah, I'm doing loads of different work. Just not
what
so
do
much.
You enjoy the most? So obviously there's so many different things as an entrepreneur you need copy for, whether it's a website, sales page, or a launch email sequence. What do you love? What is like your, oh my God, I love doing this?
My favorite thing to write, I mean, it changes constantly because I'm so fickle, but I think my favorite thing to write at the moment, I love doing a really juicy sales page, because I see some shocking sales pages, not in a judgmental way, but when you can sort of just tell that there's been no thought put into it. And the sales pages that I do write tend to have a really good conversion rate, which I get really excited about. And I get into a bit of a competition with myself, like, oh, let's make this one even better. I love writing the sales page. And it's so important to write a sales page that isn't gross and cringe and icky, because there are so many of those. You can make a really, really good sales page whilst being in integrity, whilst being ethical, and whilst keeping that identity at the forefront.
Yeah, because you can still write persuasive copy without being sleazy. You can still persuade. A sales page at the end of the day is there to persuade and inform. And you can still do that. And I think people think that you have to be proper salesy in order to write persuasive copy, and you don't.
No, you don't. And I, ironically, I think I am probably the least salesy person ever. But it sales copy.
Yeah. So if somebody was writing their sales page, what would be a tip that you would like to give them to make sure that it does convert?
Consider the fact that the people reading that sales page are not all going to have the same way of reading it as you might read a sales page. So every human has a different way of consuming information. Some people are more visual. So if you're not a very, very visual person and you just like to read words, you might forget the fact that you maybe do need some pictures on there, or you might need a video testimonial, things like that. Because some people don't, I mean, most people don't read the entire sales page start to finish, but a lot of people will just jump on, skim it right through, and then go to the end to click buy or whatever the call to action is. So make sure that you're spreading it out and kind of breaking it up with bullets and headlines, things like that, which sounds so obvious, but the amount of sales pages that I've gone onto where it is just a chunk of text and I'm like, you can't even make sense of what's on the page.
I will literally, if there are things that are like jumping out of the page, like highlighted, I read those bits and then go to the bottom, because there's four different types of buyers. We know this. And I'm a red. And red buyer, they don't want all the information. They want to know the highlights and then they go and buy. But there are some people that are greens that will want to read every single thing.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm a red myself as well. So I've had to really train myself to consider the greens and the others, because not everyone's as, and for anyone that doesn't know about a red, they are pretty much, you know, they know they're going to buy it, they just want the facts and then they're like, right, click, done. But lots of people are not like that. Other people want to see all of the information, and I think that's why as well people say, like, oh, don't talk about the features, just talk about the benefits. I'm like, no, you need to talk about both. You have to talk about the features and the benefits. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, but you need to, people want to know exactly what's in those modules.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people do.
Yeah, and we're not writing for ourselves. And I do think that's a problem. I think some people, when they have businesses, they write for themselves, and that's not necessarily their buyer. I've heard this so many times when it comes to writing emails. So nurture emails or launch emails. People will say, I'm only going to send, you know, one a month, because I hate receiving emails every single week. You are not your buyer.
Exactly. And you know what? People get worried about, oh, what if I'm harassing my audience by emailing them all the time? That's fine. They'll just unsubscribe. It doesn't matter. Harass them all you want. They will just unsubscribe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're not going to buy from you. It's fine.
Statistics show that you will have more, let's say if you send an email out every day, you will have people unsubscribe, but you will make more money. You will sell more emails. And so actually you have to make a choice. Like, do you want people there for a vanity metric, or do you want people there that are going to buy? And if it's, you want people there that are going to buy, then you're going to send more emails.
Yeah. You do have to be relentless. You know, make sure obviously what you're saying has value. Don't just spam them with buy my stuff every single day. Although saying that, some people do and it works. But yeah, obviously make sure that you're including some value in there. And when I say value, I don't even mean, oh, you know, send out a tip or whatever, because they get kind of boring. But just sharing a story, you know, just having a little rant or a ramble or whatever. People just love to read about other people's lives because people are so nosy. That's an assumption, because I am really nosy, but I think a lot of people are really nosy as well. And they do just want to know what's going on.
And often people think, well, I don't have anything really interesting happening in my life, but then they tell me the things they're doing and they're really interesting to me. And I think that we don't realize ourselves that other people are interested in the mundane, the day-to-day stuff that we do. If you're not in that kind of industry or you don't know how that happens, like I follow this florist who tells me all the stuff she does every day. And I find it really fascinating that she has to go to a market at like 4 o'clock in the morning. But she's like, no one cares about this stuff. I'm like, I really do care. So I think other people will. And I think it's about keeping your mind open to the fact that people are interested in what you do. You don't have to have some big rocket science value story thing going on. It could just be your day to day.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, some of my favorite clients have come to me through my Instagram stories. And on my Instagram story, I mean, I know that you watch them. I put some random stuff on there, like
I love them.
Themes and, you know, stupid selfies and just pointless, you know, like pointless stuff. But people like it because it shows a side of me, you know, that side of me that does love humor. I love to not take myself that seriously. And you can still make sales even when you're just being yourself and just sharing yourself with the world.
Yeah, because people, I believe that people buy from people that they like.
Yeah.
So by doing that, by showing this part of yourself, they see that they like you. Otherwise, like, you can't tell. You're just a brand. And no one buys from just a brand. They want to buy from what's behind that brand and the values behind that brand. And you can see that more when you're being yourself. And that goes right the way back to identity. Yeah. And knowing who you are and not being scared to show who you are, whether it's in your writing or on Instagram stories or on anything else.
Or being scared and then just
doing it anyway.
Putting the post up and chucking your phone out the window and pretending you didn't do it.
I love that you still do that, because you would never think that from some of the stuff you write.
Yeah,
I do. Like, this is what I believe. This is wrong. This, you know, and it's quite confidently written.
Mm.
So I would never think you were then running out of the room and not checking your phone.
Like sending a risky text when you're dating. You're like, oh, should I send it? Okay, I will.
And then never look at the phone again.
Five and eight.
Yeah. Oh, it's been brilliant to chat to you about all things words today. If somebody is thinking that, I don't even think I've got my identity sorted, like I don't know how to put my identity into my messaging and into what I want to say, then I think you are the best person for this. And I've sent people to you for this exact reason, because you seem to be able to get out of them the essence of who they are into their messaging and into their writing. Where is the best place for somebody to come to you to help with that, or with any other kind of copy that they need?
If you want to watch my weird Instagram stories, it's at Georgina Online Limited, but spelled LTD. Facebook, Georgina L. Nesta, and LinkedIn's the same, Georgina L. Nesta. And my website is fearlesswords.co.uk.
We'll put all those links in the show notes. Thank you for being here with us today. And thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, I'll see you next week for another episode of Making Money Online. Thank you for listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson. If you'd like to get hold of my guide to launching, go to lisajohnson.com/launch and let's get you making money online.